For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Your world in 1 minute.
Ken's Morning News with Pam Cook on News Talk 1480 WHBC.
A young man is dead in a Bethlehem Township house fire that left the structure in ruins. Apparently, the man's father tried to save him, but the flames were too much.
Tiger Woods facing a long recovery, but sources say he told friends and family he does not want his career to end this way. Also, the L.A. County Sheriff announcing he will not face any criminal charges, saying it was purely an accident.
First Lady Jill Biden is getting personal with TV host Kelly Clarkson. The full interview airs today on NBC.
A 37-year-old man's dead in Akron, the latest homicide victim there. He was shot dead along Vernon Odom Boulevard in Akron yesterday.
The Cleveland Cavaliers are now on a win streak. The Cavs beat Houston last night, 112-96.
The Better Business Bureau office is sounding an alarm about another scam. Letters sent to homes regarding taxes that are due, even with a non-existent Stark County tax office listed at the top.
The head of the organization that operates the Texas power grid will testify before legislators demanding an explanation for the catastrophic failure that left millions of people in the dark and without access to safe drinking water. Texas runs its own power grid and allows customers to pay a fixed rate or wholesale power prices. Many opting for wholesale saw their electric bills skyrocket because of high demand.
Tonight, a Big Ten matchup for the Ohio State men's basketball team as they visit Michigan State. Tip-off is at 9 o'clock on 1480 WHBC.
Josh Mandel tells our John Bozica he is running as a Trump Republican for the U.S. Senate seat held by Rob Portman. He says he won't go to Washington to make friends.
Imagine a world where we're no longer reminding each other to spring forward and fall back depending on whether we're switching to standard or daylight saving time. Georgia state senators are overwhelmingly dreaming of ending the practice that disrupts sleep patterns nationwide. They voted 46-7 to stick with daylight saving time year-round. Currently, only Hawaii and most of Arizona opt out of changing their clocks back and forth.
Last night on WHBC in boys high school basketball action, Hoover beat Lake 44-40. On WHBCSports.com in girls tournament action, Tuslaw beat Orville 61-25.
Your world in 1 minute.
Ken's Morning News with Pam Cook on News Talk 1480 WHBC.
You'll find more right now on WHBC.com.